Good morning, everyone. This is Dennis again. Lord willing, this will be your last message for the week on here. Okay, yesterday we were talking about here in John 14 about the commandments, keeping God's commandments, and let's just read John 14 in verse 21. He that has my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I love him, and will manifest myself to him. We were speaking about Lord Jesus manifesting himself to us, his truth, his word, if we search his word. Oh, brothers and sisters, may we just bow our head and may we go to prayer. May we be dedicated to the Lord. That is so very important. And just listening to messages this week here in Bern Christian Fellowship, wow, what a blessing. May we be on fire for the Lord, spreading the truth and doing His will. Okay, well, why don't we bow our heads again before we start for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before You. We ask You that You would humble our hearts and open our minds and our hearts to receive Your truth. Oh Lord, may Your truth, may Your love be serious in our lives. Oh Father, just please come as that, just come into our midst and just take over our lives. Lord, we dedicate our lives to You. We don't even know how to humble ourselves, Father, but by the grace of You, we want to be humble, and we just ask You to bless our lives and impact our lives, and that we can work. We're here for a vessel for You. Lord, just use us, and may You give us grace as we speak today here in this inspiration. Lord, give us understanding, give us wisdom, and may You just speak to us all through this message this morning. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, with those commandments in mind and Father loving us and Christ showing Himself to us, I would just like to continue over. I would like to finish chapter 14, but I think we're just going to go over to chapter 15 for this morning. I am the vine. Yeah, it says in chapter 15 there, verse 1 there, it says, I am the vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, He taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, He purges it, that it may bring forth much fruit. And see what we're doing. We have a vineyard. And if you're familiar with, I'm not that familiar with vineyards, or I'm more familiar with apple trees. And I guess I'm not just really familiar with them, but I know if you trim the apple tree, if you trim off the bad and the old branches, the little branches, if you trim off the right one, and understand it works the same way with a vineyard. You trim back the old, and then it shoots forth new, and it keeps on producing fruit, and it brings more fruit. That's the way you keep that tree healthy. And so he's using a vineyard here to show us how we should be, and as we read on there, it will see how we should be trimmed back and how he's comparing that. So let's continue there in verse 3 of John chapter 15. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. That's a blessing right there. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. And you know, did we believe that word? Do we believe God's word? Are we clean through His word? He says we are, and I believe that is if we believe His word. abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot, listen, he cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. And that's the key. We cannot, remember we talked about the praying and back in John 14, verse 14, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And here's the key to it here in John chapter 15. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. We cannot bring forth fruit except we abide in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only way we can bring forth fruit, spiritual fruit, I guess. We can definitely bring forth sinful fruits and corrupt fruits if we just go our own selfish ways. But Lord, have mercy on us. May we just surrender ourselves and just, oh Lord, would you just help us? And can we just grasp the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ and let that be reality in our lives? Let that impact our family and our own personal lives first, and then the family and the marriages and just the surrounding area. That would just be a blessing. Okay, verse 5 here. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. That's kind of a slam if we're not prepared for it, isn't it? For without me, you can do nothing. Without Christ in our lives, we can do nothing. And, you know, beloved, even without Christ, nobody would live. Even the sinner, the very breath that somebody uses to curse God, God gave that person that breath. We cannot live. There's no way any person on this earth can live without God. Because God gives him his breath to breathe, to live. He's the one that keeps our hearts pumping. But I believe he's talking more about spiritual things right here. But I guess I kind of got sidetracked there. But he that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. That's a blessing there. We look at that picture there. We can abide in him, just humble ourselves, and just surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we abide in him, and he's abiding in us. He says, we'll bring forth much fruit. He doesn't say some fruit. He doesn't say a little bit of fruit. He says much fruit. That's a blessing. Are we bringing forth any fruit? That's what I would like for us to challenge us on. Are we bringing forth any fruit? I sure hope we are, but can let spiritual fire in our heart and just let it burn. Oh Lord, just give us grace and give us a desire to burn for you. May that be the cry of our heart. If a man abide, now listen to this. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch. He is comparing us to a vineyard or to a branch. He is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And the man gathers them and casts them into the fire, and they are burnt. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. There it is again. Let's just go back to verse 6 here. If a man abide not in me, if we do not abide in the Lord Jesus Christ, if we just go our own ways, finally, I don't know when that point is, but I believe the scripture teaches us here, we might be born again, and we might be serving the Lord with all our hearts, but finally, somewhere along the line, we start slipping and sliding and going backwards. And it says here, if a man abide not in me, maybe we could say there, if a man does not stay in me, in my will, in my word, in my ways, if a man does not stay in there, he is cast forth as a branch. And what do we do with a branch? If we cut a branch off of a tree, where do we go with it? What do we do with it? We will throw it in a brush pile and burn it. And that's, you know, maybe this is a bit deep, but in reality, if we don't abide in the Lord Jesus Christ, may we be serious about this. And this is real, because this is God's word, and this is what it says. So let this be real to our lives. If we do not abide in him, somewhere along the line, we're going to be cut off and we're going to be cast into hell. Not because God hates us. It's because we choose to not follow his will. We basically, if we choose not to abide in the Lord Jesus Christ, we're basically saying, we're basically making the choice to go to hell. And beloved, that's my prayer, is that no one would choose to do that. But I'm afraid many are going to go. May our heart just be filled with compassion and reach out to souls. That's my encouragement this week, that every one of us would have a burning desire to reach out to souls and love the Lord Jesus Christ more than our work, more than our everyday life, more than our family, our friends. I don't believe that we need to neglect everything and let them go by the wayside, the family, or if we have a family, if we have a wife and children. But yeah, that could be another topic right there, but we won't just go there. May we have a love for the Lord Jesus Christ that we are willing to sacrifice for other people to, for the sake of the gospel. We really need that. We really need to have that fire. Verse 7, it says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Now, if we're totally surrendered to Jesus Christ, to God's will, if we're totally surrendered in that and need a tool from the Lord, we can ask. And he will give it. He will give it unto us. Just as if we're working for a business, let's say we're working in a factory somewhere, and we need tools. We need more tools to get this job done. We'll go to the office and ask our boss, and tell him, you know, we need more tools to get this job done. Is our boss gonna bring us more tools so we can get the job done? Of course he will. So how much more? That's just an illustration. How much more? If we're abiding in the truth, if we're abiding in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we need more grace, or we need strength to battle this through, or we need understanding to understand the situation, and we need words to speak to a situation, the Lord's going to give it. Let's trust him. He will. He will. Or if we see something in our lives that we need to repent of, we cry out to the Lord, and He will make sure that we are forgiven and cleanse our past. That's the loving Father we have, and may we just serve Him. Let's get the next verse here. Verse 8, it says, herein. See, we just got done talking about that abide in me and my words shall abide in you. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Now here's verse 8. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. That's a blessing. That's a great blessing we have right there. It glorifies the Father. If we're abiding in Him and His Word is abiding in us, and it just glorifies our Father. I don't know if we can express this enough. It just glorifies our Father. I see that. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, not a little bit of fruit, but much fruit. So shall you be my disciples, he says. So, yeah, it just goes on and on and on. I think we could probably go all day on this, or at least another hour or a couple hours, but I think we're just going to leave it at that, and may the Lord bless your hearts as you seek His will, and I hope you've been encouraged this week. If not, just let us know. Feel free to leave us a message if you want whatever your needs may be. You want someone to pray with you, Bible study with you, or just whatever it may be. We're here on business for the King, I guess we could say. So, to do so, press 099 to leave a message, and then it'll give you some directions. At the end of the message, I think you need to press pound, and then make sure you press 1 to save your message. If you don't save your message, we won't get your message. So, and again, this morning at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. We have it every Saturday morning at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. There is a live Bible study every Saturday morning, and that number is 218-862-1300. Again, that is 218-862-1300. The ID number for that is 525-819. Again, that ID number is 525-819. And there's many other messages that you can listen into and be inspired. There's testimonies, there's witchcraft, there's just a whole bunch of other topics that you can listen into if you're not familiar with this ministry. That number is 1-641-715-3800. The ID number is 42517. And again, that phone number is 1-641-715-3800. ID number 42517. And may the Lord bless you as you seek to fulfill His will in your life. And just keep pressing on. I just encourage you to just seek the Lord and just keep pressing on. Don't go weary. Don't let the Satan discourage you. And may the Lord bless you.